Let's check all the latest sports results first. We go to the head of ABC Radio Sport, Craig Norenberg. Craig, thanks for joining us.
It is indeed my pleasure. I'm just going to get settled in here.
As you,
Well,
it's very disconcerting to have a legend in the studio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's thrown me.
Kerry O'Keefe standing by to talk about his new book in just a second.
Like...
yeah, should we give the headlines over to Kerry? Kerry can read them for us. No.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to touch the cricket. I will defer to a greater knowledge than myself.
Fair enough, too.
But I'll say, and maybe Kerry might want to say something a little bit about this. The big talking point in AFL at the moment are the leaked nude photos of St Kilda players by a 17-year-old girl who is defiantly saying she did it out of revenge, they didn't treat her very well. Now, the football player, Nick Reeval, is going to face the hungry media hordes in Melbourne today. Now, the players are saying, this isn't fair, I can't believe that she's posted them. But in the wake of the Joel Monaghan Canberra Raiders dog fiasco, when are players or sports people going to figure out, and Shane Warne is a testament to this as well, that in this social media world, you've got to be super careful with what you do. We really are only one Twitter photo, one Facebook photo away from the end of a career.
That's right. It's all very easy to be prudent and careful after the first beer, but I think it's a few in that the problems arise.
Yeah, and that's probably, and I would imagine Kerry in his day probably got up to a few things that thank goodness there wasn't a camera around or even, you know, in the age
no
of
live those, tweeting in the good old days.
Of the mustachioed, hairy-chested, fast-bowling slow spinners, as some might say, Aussie players of the 70s and 80s got away with a lot
and
more.
And a good thing too.
All right, so that's Nick Reeval today. Now the other one is John Stephenson, outspoken Australian athlete.
Yep,
he has been banned for 3 months for insulting Athletics Australia before during the trials leading up to the Commonwealth Games. He said he accused AA of bullying, egotism, and basically had a go at them. So they've said, put their foot down and said, any of this kind of highfalutin talk, they're not going to stand for. So they banned him until March. But then he's lucky because in April they've got the selection trials for the World Championships.
And how neat that timing.
Yeah, it's kind of... And the other bad news for cycling fans is that Cadel Evans, who, of course, is the Aussie cyclist and a former world cycling champion, a man who is really aiming to win the Tour de France.
Yep.
He's pulled out of the Tour Down Under early next year, so aren't good in Adelaide.
Oh, that's a shame. All right, Craig Norenberg, thank you very much
thank you.
For joining us. On Radio National Summer Breakfast, it is 8 minutes past 8.